Are we live? I think we're live. Where's the people?
Hello, hello.
It looks like we're live. We are live. Sorry, guys. The computer was all fucked up. We're lucky to even be on right now. So if you're pissed off or late, eat a dick. If you're not, we're glad to have you. But the computer is fucked, which is going to cause problems for next week for sure. So like I said, just be happy. We're fucking here to begin with. Black History Month, first show of the Black History Month. We got a black guy with us. And of course, Super Ugly's taking off for a couple shows this month because you know us. You know us in this month. We ain't having it. We ain't having it. Okay. Yeah, MLK, Harriet Tubman on a $20 bill, and Malcolm X. That's all you're going to learn in school. So.
What do you use in 20s anymore?
Yeah, they don't teach you nothing else. Every year it's the same thing. You learn about more. You hear the I Hear a Dream speech. You hear about Harriet Tubman, and that's about the extent that you get.
Cartoon where you go back in history.
Yeah.
You go back in history and see Martin.
Yeah. And if you're lucky, you might watch Roots. Yeah. And the reason why I say you're lucky, because, you know, any movie in school was good.
Yeah.
You know?
You got off from hearing fucking teacher talk.
So, is everyone hearing us? You know, I know the picture is up. Like I said, we were all blacked out. We couldn't have blacked out. Look at that, again.
For the people.
Yeah, you know, even the computer was in on Black History Month. But if you can hear us, just write in the chat, you can hear us, because like I said, this fucking, I literally got lucky. I had to restart this computer 30 fucking times. It just wouldn't go to the Windows screen. Like, it was just black.
You look like a hacker. You look like Neo in the Matrix.
I was trying to fucking screen mirror it to the TV over here. I was trying to get it to my Mac over here. Everything, it was just complete. You know, why am I asking, can you hear us? I can't. Oh, yeah, we're good. All right. Yeah, I asked them. Oh, I literally have the show on in front of me. But Richie disappointed his niece greatly. He was supposed to come here with his daughter. And, nah, he shows up, fucking no daughter, but he's got Starbucks, which, you know, no one drinks Starbucks, so that was good. Yeah, I think the only one that took it was my oldest daughter, because she just likes any kind of, you know. Well, just flavored coffee. You know, she used to work at Dunkin' Donuts. She was drinking those fucking big frozen things, like three a day. And then after she stopped working there, she started getting headaches. She's like, I don't know why I'm getting headaches. I'm like, because you're a fucking fiend for caffeine. Yeah. I'm like, you're not drinking all that fucking caffeine anymore. So, but we're here. For how long? I don't know. I don't think there's going to be an unfiltered marriage tonight. Jess was kind of on the outs because we had to start so late here. So there's not going to be one tonight. Maybe there'll be one next week if things go all right with the computer. I mean, it's on Richie to get this thing looked at. So
it probably never happened.
It's probably not going to get looked at, unfortunately. I'm going to see if I can work something out on my MacBook here. I have the OBS program now on here. I literally just did it as the screen popped up here. So I didn't really get to run anything or connect anything. But I think I might be able to connect everything
to the Mac.
Because I have two USB ports, and I have an auxiliary port, which it looks like that's all we really need. So we might, I mean, there's an extra USB plugged in there for some reason. I don't know why. And I know there's one of them is hooked up to the board.
They make the adapters,
yeah, but I have everything you need. But he's got extra USBs plugged in there. I don't know what, like, I know this camera, I think, is plugged in there for some, like, really. Say, out of here. Maybe that's the reason why, you know, shit's all fucked up. He's got too many things in there plugged in for no fucking reason. So, but, all right, we're here. It's Black History Month. Pat's here. We always enjoy Pat's company. Richie's not, thank God. Like I said, he walks in disappointed his goddaughter. All day, my daughter's sitting there. Can't wait for Sonny to come, Richie's daughter, because they hang out. They play together. All day. This kid, they see each other, you know, every other week, stuff like that. But they're on the phone with each other till 1 in the morning all the time.
So she's, like, super excited.
They're constantly, yeah.
And Richie disappoints as usual.
Richie walks in with fucking coffee and Airheads, but no kid. And
He stopped at the gas station to get the Airheads.
Yeah.
Picked up a Dunkin' Donuts.
And his excuse is, well, my four-wheel drive's all fucked up. I'm like, but you got here. You got the Starbucks. You got your but your four-wheel drive somehow impedes you from getting your daughter? Like, how does that work?
It's crazy.
Like, the worst excuse ever. Literally the worst excuse ever.
He's an asshole. And it's crazy because I just shop all day. I've been calling him asshole, douchebag, this and that.
And boy, so well deserved. And then he tries to, you know, like downplay your service. Because you weren't in a war, but you were lucky that Donald Trump didn't have a war during the time you were in service.
Like I said, I think I said it a couple episodes back, my buddy actually pressed the button and shot the missile to Syria.
Yeah. But, I mean, Donald Trump pulled out mad troops. Like, he was like, there's no reason for us to be in these wars. So he pulled it out.
Honestly, as far as Commander-in-Chief goes, he was good. I don't think he was bad.
Well, I saw a great quote from a president. It was in one of the comics I'm actually reading. Like, Richard Nixon was in the Sandman comics. There's this story arc of this kid. His parents name him Prez, like P-R-E-Z. And he actually becomes the youngest president. Like, they get a law where you can be 18 and become, you know. And he becomes, and he's the greatest president ever. Like, everybody loves him. Nobody was mad at anything he did. And then one night he has this visit from Richard Nixon. And Richard Nixon looks at him and he goes, yeah, pretty much. And he says to him, he goes, no president during their presidency is a good president. It's after the fact. And then in hindsight, people look back and go, you know what? He was pretty good. But what? Think about it. Like, every president I've ever lived through, everyone trashes. They all trash him. But then in hindsight, they go, you know what? Bush wasn't that bad. Clinton wasn't that bad. Like, Bush during his presidency was a joke to everybody. Like, he was getting shitted on, and it just a constant joke. But then after, once Obama got in, everyone was like, you know what? He was all right. Like, and truthfully, he was. He wasn't the worst. He wasn't the best. But he wasn't made out to what everyone made him out to be. And I think in the end, especially after this administration, this guy's done, what, like 40 fucking executive orders in 2 weeks? Like, he's running rampant. He's a maniac, this fucking guy. Combined. Like, the last five combined, he's done more in a week. Like, the rest of them did, like, four or five in their first week just to be like, hey, I'm president, you know, let's see what I can get away with. This motherfucker's done, no joke, like, 40 since, and he's been president, I think, what, 2 weeks now? Like, that's kind of crazy. And in hindsight, people are going to look back and go, you know what, Trump wasn't that bad. Like, he may have said some dumb shit. He may have, you know. Well, that, absolutely. He definitely kept you entertained. But, you know, as far as a president goes, I look at him and I'm like, he wasn't that bad. You know, he wasn't. But whatever, we're not going to get into all that because we're here. We want to have a good time. We want to give you guys some entertainment. Let me tweet this out real fast. Pat, you got anything you want to say?
You know, happy Black History Month for those of you that celebrate. Normally, I celebrate privately. But
no. Now, as a black family, though, like, you guys don't give a shit about this month, right? Like, or do you? Oh, wait, you're Dominican? You're not black, then.
I'm Dominican. My dad's Haitian.
Oh, okay. All right. Wait, he's Haitian and Italian?
Haitian and Dominican. She remarried my sister's father. He's Italian.
Wait, hold up. So what is your lineage?
My lineage is Dominican and Haitian. So technically, I'm a Spanish.
All right. No, Haitians, though, are considered black.
Yeah.
They're just Caribbean black. They're like, you know.
They're like Jamaicans. Yeah.
Yeah, they're just Caribbean black. But, okay. All right. So you're kind of like borderline black.
Borderline.
Yeah.
My skin color makes me celebrate Black History Month.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, if anyone looked at you, no one would be like, that's not a black guy. Yeah. They'd be like, he's fucking Haitian and Dominican. Don't worry, Rich. I got it to work.
Okay.
I got it to work, Rich. Yeah. No, I didn't.
No,
we're just live and going. And,
surprise.
You know, we're just doing this for fun. Like, me and him just decided we're just going to do it anyway. All
right.
But, yeah, no, I got it working, pal. You know. I mean,
fine, actually.
Well, you failed on bringing the daughter.
I saved the day just now.
No, you didn't save the day. You corrected your mistake. You didn't save the day. You corrected your mistake.
No, all the kids are happy. I was.
Yeah. That's like him taking the test for the second time and passing with a 65 and being like, no, I did great. No.
No, I brought my daughter over here. Everybody was all happy. It was all
yes,
smiles.
After you caused fucking misery.
Yeah, but one thing. I was never told, actually.
That's a lie.
I said I was gonna
Jess has the texts.
Yeah.
Jess has the texts. Like, he's trying to play it off like texts don't exist. Like, this isn't 1989 where he could have said it on the phone and then lie and be like, I never said that. And then it's, you know, me versus you. It's literally in the words. Yeah, I'm going to bring her. Like, he's just the worst. And then he fails on the computer end. So, of course, Rock swoops in, saves the day. That's why they call me the whole fucking show, Mr. Tuesday Night, the Apollo Creed of the brand. I was fucking getting creative over here. I even put OBS on the Mac.
Really?
What else was I was going to try? Because we can hook everything up to this.
Can we?
I mean, I have the auxiliary. I have two USBs. What else do we need?
Yeah, I don't know.
Right? We don't need anything else. You had an extra fucking USB plugged in here for this thing that no one ever uses, so I unhooked that.
Yeah, because we got to send this off to get repaired or use another computer.
Well, we could use this. We just have to get the settings from this to this.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't see why we can't use this. OBS doesn't run that heavy.
No, it's not.
You know what I mean? And it's literally just YouTube and OBS. So there should be no reason. And we know Apple's pretty much run great for the most part.
Yeah.
Like, they don't
Christian
run like
shit. Can actually hook up my good camera.
So here. Oh, yeah.
Who, Christian? Chinese Christian?
No.
Not Christian.
All right, well, tonight, take this home with you.
Oh, no. And what do I got
to
do?
Whatever you need to do to get it fixed.
Oh, no.
What do you mean? You know people. You know people who know computers.
I guess so. Yeah.
You, but didn't Chinese Christian do this originally?
Sean
no.
Fuck with it too. Sean's like real big.
Is he?
Makes computers. Yeah.
All right.
Like,
so give it to him and tell him we need it by Tuesday.
Why don't you give it to Pat?
No, because it's your shit. Pat is a guest.
What is he good for?
What is he good for? He's good for a third mic to hop in every now and then and be here.
Oh, my God.
That's what he's good for.
He didn't serve our fucking country, this guy.
Son of a bitch. This son of a bitch. Luckily, he wasn't called into war. Thank God. So I have my good pal here now to do a show with me.
Yeah, I'd be like, yo, listen, I'm going to be running late to this war. I can't do this right now. I got a lot of shit going on right now. I can't make it.
Oh, my God. Well, technically, I'm still on contract to get called in. Another year.
Really?
Yeah, like once you're discharged, you're still obligated if they do call you.
What if a whole bunch of fucking pirates started invading?
And honestly, with the administration that's in now, they're itching to start a war because that helps their friends and all their buddies with their wartime money. That's what America is. It's just a business. It's anyone who thinks it's not is fucking crazy.
You know, the Japs.
Whoa! The Japanese. The Japanese.
He didn't finish the sentence, bro.
If they flew in, on their parachutes.
Yeah. Like the movie.
For their money,
Except that was Russians.
Was it Russians in Red Dawn?
Red Dawn, yeah. There were Russians and...
Right? Yeah, Red Dawn was Russians. Or Serbians. Same thing, though, right?
The Oriental.
I think even that's wrong. I don't think you could say Oriental anymore.
Really?
It's not politically correct. Chinaman, yeah.
The Chinaman attack.
Why were Vietnamese called Charlie?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why did they call him Charlie? Yeah. Does anyone know in the chat? Somebody, if you got an answer for that. But like, I always wondered, I'm like, why Charlie?
Yeah.
Like, that's just. Yeah, Chinaman.
Like, we don't call American men.
Yeah.
There's the American men. They don't call us.
I had a question. You're pretty educated. You're not. So I'm going to point this towards your way. Columbus came here. We decided to call them Indians. They totally weren't Indians. This wasn't India, but we were like, we're calling you Indians. Then Indians was wrong, so we said we're going to call them Native Americans, right?
Yes.
Which, still, whatever. But what were they called before all that? Like, what
did they call themselves?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, why don't we call them that?
But even still,
like, they must have been, like, collectively called something. Like, all Asians are called Asians, you know what I mean? Like, they were in this country first, right? And, you know.
Hold on, you skip me and ask him, like, he's going to know this.
Because he might. Dude, soldiers, they have a lot of time to read. Like, my cousin, when he was in the military, he started reading out of nowhere because they got nothing else to do, really. Like, you got a lot of, when you have downtime, you're just sitting in the barracks just chilling. You know? So he read like a fucking maniac. And before he left here, the motherfucker never read a book in his life.
It is a good question, though. What do they call each other before we came over and destroyed their whole shit?
Well, I want to get to that, too. Because
if you're locked in a room by yourself for 20 years, and you never know there's an outside world and outside people, and then you meet people, you know, what did you call yourself? You were just you. They didn't think there wasn't a name, you know, there wasn't a label on it.
Yeah, but you still, like, they weren't the only ones, though. Like, the Native Americans came here from Mexico, South America. They migrated north.
Well, they said,
you know what I mean?
If you go back like scientifically with the Pangaea, you know, with the before
Europe, my cigarette Asia, on that side. Oh no, I got it. Never mind.
Before, East Asia broke off, you know,
yeah,
to its own thing from the West Coast of America. They said that's how they would come up. So their descent is actually fucking Asian, just like you know, Hawaii or the islands.
Yeah.
They're kind of the Philippines, for example. Those
they're now like pan something, right? Pans. Like, because they're like
they're
Pacific
from
thing.
Pacific,
yeah.
Pacific Asian Islanders, all
like the Japanese and,
yeah,
the, you know, all that shit.
And then as,
but Hawaii must have been like a part of that. Like, because, yeah, the Samoans kind of have like an Asian look. Some of them, not all of them.
Same thing
but,
with the Filipinos. You know,
yeah. Filipinos, Vietnamese, they all like, Cantonese in Cambodia.
But,
you think so?
Everybody came from Africa. Black,
well, yeah, and we all know Jesus is black, so. But, and then also, like, to stick on the Native American thing, because everyone is like, oh, the poor Native Americans, you know, the white man came here and, you know, took over this country, and I read a great quote. What country wasn't founded in blood and murder?
Every single one.
So why does America get a bad rap for doing it? Like, every country did that. That's how all countries were brought up, through war, blood, and murder. And then not for nothing, also, hold up, though. Also, why are we acting like the Native Americans were like these kind, nice people? They were fucking
savage,
murdering, raping, like...
Everybody was back then.
But, like, I mean, they would kill, and they wouldn't just kill you. They fucking killed you. Like, they tortured, they maimed. You saw Bone Tomahawk? With Kurt Russell?
Yeah.
Like, that is how they were. They didn't...
Well, not all, though.
Yes, but still. Like, we're acting like they were these peaceful, like, nice people. Like, they weren't killing the colonials either.
A lot back then was... It was more... The savagery was more looked at as...
It's, but it's just the colonials
yeah,
were smarter, and they outsmarted them, so they get the bad rap.
No,
but it's like,
but,
yo...
No, but you're talking about their gangbangers. Come on. You're, that's a fuck.
No, dude, when they
saying.
Fought each other. Dude, they sacrificed their own to the sun gods. Like, stop it. They were
yeah,
fucking maniacs.
Yeah, but not over here. Over here, they were
yeah,
fucking...
Yeah, it's everywhere.
They were colonized over here.
Scalping motherfuckers.
Oh, my God. You guys watch too much fucking TV. Really? You guys think they're... You guys think they're
no, we know history. We know history. This is history.
Yeah, but they were regular families over here. You guys watch too much TV.
It was like Charlie Brown's Thanksgiving.
Yeah. But, like the colonial people get such a bad rap, and it's like, no, they founded a country like everybody else did, not founded. They came to a country like every other country.
Yeah.
Somebody did at some point.
Yeah, of course.
And murdered and took over. They won. Like, they were the stronger force.
Yeah.
Alexander the Great went everywhere.
He took it from, what was her name? Cleopatra.
Dude, he literally went from country to country for more than a decade, murdering and maiming literally everybody until there was no one else to fight.
Genghis Khan.
The Romans.
Yeah, the Romans.
Like, everybody did it. But for some reason, America's such a pussified country that they're embarrassed of their own culture.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the Romans look at that and go, we were the fucking Romans, motherfucker. Like, we ran shit for centuries.
Yeah.
We were England the same way. We ran shit for... They still have kings and queens in England.
Yeah.
They don't mean nothing, but they still have it. They're proud of their heritage. America, for some reason, is embarrassed of everything.
Yeah.
Would it be better if we were a monarchy? You think
it's hell no. We wouldn't be able to. That's what we wanted to get away from. You know, the whole reason we left England was because of that shit. The monarchy and all that shit. Whatever the fuck he was. The whole thing's stupid. King and queen. Like, overthrow them. Fuck them, king and queen. Like, how...
But if you're right, though. If you look back, and what was the thing in France? Was it French? There's a point in France's history. I can't remember. It's like the bloody era or whatever, and it's just... A bunch of fucking massacres.
Yeah.
And the people just rioting and killing leaders and beheading people. You know, it's all through history.
But for some reason, like, the American people are guilted.
We want to enslave ourselves.
No, but they're all guilted into feeling bad about our heritage and our culture.
Yes.
Like, even the slavery thing. Yes, it was terrible. But everybody did it. It wasn't just America. Literally every country had slaves.
America was the last to abolish. Like, it was frowned upon in, like, European countries.
because we were the newest to do it, though, also. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Our history is very new, so everybody like remembers we're only, everything about America. True.
We're only...
Think 60, 70 years ago.
We're not even 300 yeah. years old.
50 years ago, people were drinking from different fucking water
fountains. We're going to be, what, 250 years old in 26, right? 26 will be 200... That, for a country, we're a baby.
Yeah.
We are a baby. Every other country has been around for thousands of years. Thousands of years. America is not even 250 years old. But you sit there and you go, oh, look at all the bad things we did. Yeah, but we did bad things, but we did bad things for such a little amount of time compared to everyone else. Like slavery was around for what, 100 years? 200 years in America? Not even 200. 150 years at most in America?
Yeah, we go through a lot of different phases very fast.
And we realized, yeah, that's fucked up. We shouldn't do that. Very fast. Where other civilizations, it took them centuries to realize that shit.
Yeah, we are very adaptable as a species.
Exactly, the pyramids. The Egyptians had slaves for thousands of years building those pyramids.
Yeah, and it only took us a couple generations. You know,
I doubt in Egypt, they're all like, oh, man, the slave thing. Real, like they moved on.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
And I'm not saying like you should forget it. Remember your history. Remember your culture. But it shouldn't be this fucking stain forever.
Yeah.
Like, and not just the slavery thing. I'm talking about the Native American thing. I'm talking about the coming here and taking this country. Yeah. Again. We almost wiped them out. That was like almost genocide. Yeah. At least
Andrew Jackson, fucking the Trail of Tears.
Yeah.
When he just made them fucking walk across.
They just kill him. If you saw him, just kill him. Yeah. There was actually rewards for Native American scalps. Like you would get like $100 a scalp. So people were just going around scalping Native Americans just to collect the money.
Fucked up. You got Lewis and Clark with Sacagawea. You think they were definitely fucking
up? Oh, of course they were.
Like
absolutely.
Like some Pocahontas wind spirit.
Maybe not though. Like we could, you know, we don't know.
She pregnant at one point?
I don't know her whole story, but you know, but like you sit there and like,
yeah, but that's our thing. Like we're the best people because we go through this shit fast and we.
Yeah, but we also have all these fucking people that want to feel bad for everybody because it's not about them feeling bad. It's about them getting the pat on the back to be like, I'm a good person because I think this was wrong. We all think it's wrong. And we're not saying it should happen today, but don't act like, you know, we should all feel bad about our heritage and we should all, like, walk around with this fucking stain on us. And you're not allowed to anymore. That's the biggest thing. You're not allowed to.
You're really not.
But, yeah, it's, like, fucked up.
It's almost to the point where if you fly a flag, people might call you racist for flying the American flag at this point. Like, I was arguing with this guy yesterday on Twitter about the Confederate flag. And I'm like, do you think it's possible that some people who fly that flag aren't racist and see it as a sign of their heritage of Southern culture? And he's like, well, don't you know what the Union fought the South? Yes, I do. I'm not an idiot. But again, you're dancing around my question. Is it possible that some people who wave that flag wave it as a Southern pride thing and it has nothing to do with racism or slavery?
She grew up in the South. Father's completely racist. She hates black people. Drops the N-word in the house all the time. She was friends with me. Never wore the Confederate flag bathing suit when we were in Jamaica.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And because to her, and we had a conversation about this, it was like...
It's a Southern thing.
Like,
yes.
It's like a sports team almost. Like if I got a fucking Giants cap on, yeah. You know, I support New York. I might not be a baseball fan, but I like...
Now, to play devil's advocate, like some people might be like, well, what's wrong with waving a Nazi flag then? You know, it's just German pride. It's like, no, that's different though.
Yeah.
Like, again, slavery wasn't genocide. They weren't wiping... They were keeping them...
Even the Confederacy was a Southern... It was the Southern...
And not to sound like a maniac, but... What were the better living conditions? Being in Africa as a black man at that time, or being on a plantation where you were housed, you were clothed, you were fed? Being in Africa sucked, probably. You were getting cut up. No. I'm talking about the times when they were being sold from Africa, okay? And now, even in Africa still, you got to fight in goofy-ass wars that you have no say in. They're getting kids to fight in these wars from people like Idi Amin. Like, it is not a nice place to live for the most part.
No, I mean, you get to South Africa. There's a lot of people that, like...
South Africa, yes, but that...
There's white people in South Africa that are African.
They just ended apartheid. How long ago though? Like even that place was fucking crazy.
Yeah, no, I mean everywhere is like. You think about like in Iraq right now or Iran. You know what I'm saying? You ever
like the slaves that were sold though from Africa? I doubt they were like well educated, well to do type of people. You know what I mean?
You know what?
If they were able to get caught and able to get put on a ship and brought to slavery, they probably weren't living the best life over there.
U.S. is Negus?
No.
U.S. It means king.
Okay.
And queen.
I think I've heard that before. So yeah.
Africans, you know,
yeah, but not everybody's a king and queen.
No, but I'm saying they
you know, like.
Lived in, you know, they were kings and queens over there. They were living. Some obviously poverty existed.
Yes, but that means they had to have people below them. You get what I'm saying?
But
so
to get stripped from that, you know, and go from Negus to, you know.
Is that where it's from?
Yeah, Negus, it's any.
They took that term and like.
And they're like, Negus.
And they made it.
That's fucked up.
Got derogatory.
But like, am I out of line though, saying that some of those slave people probably had better living conditions and being a slave?
Yeah,
you think so? No, but some of them weren't, though. Like, that's the thing.
But,
like,
yeah, but listen.
No, no, even still, like, not all plantation owners were bad, like, evil.
Of course
like,
they weren't. No,
no there were some that,
yeah, but
that took care of them very well because if you have a sick slave, they're not working.
Yeah, at the end of the day, they're still
yes,
slaves.
No, and that totally unacceptable, obviously. But I'm saying the living conditions, if I have a sick slave, he's useless. So I want to make sure they're all right. Again, yeah, it's fucked up. I get it. Like a horse, like a thoroughbred horse.
You're going to cut his head off later, but you got to make sure.
No, but they didn't, though. That's the thing. Like, people, slaves, they weren't getting killed in droves. Yes, they were being murdered, a lot of them. Not a lot, but not like, by like a lot.
Property, bro. You had some people, of course.
But it doesn't make sense.
They're fucking slaves.
Again, I'm just playing devil's advocate. Obviously, I'm not endorsing slavery. You know what I mean? Like, it was terrible. No, but what I'm saying is, like you're not going to buy a brand new car. But you're not going to buy a brand new car and trash it, is what I'm saying. Or a brand new tractor and trash it. Like, you want them to be healthy to work and to...
At the end of the day, it's a car. It serves a purpose. You don't fucking...
Yeah, and again...
You might love that car.
And that part obviously is terrible. Nobody should own anybody. But, you know, we're all in agreement there. What I'm saying is that, you know, like the conditions that they were in,
I don't think conditions were definitely better off in Africa than they were.
Like, but look at Africa now. A lot of it is not great. And you think it was better back then?
I do, yeah. I think it was better back then.
How?
If the world that you know is better than the world that you don't, right? The devil you know is better than one you don't. So they're living their life. That's all they know.
But, like, whenever you see, like, on TV. No, you're absolutely right. That was a great point. It was.
And they're living great, and this is all they know is they go out, they gather fucking wood, like
hunters
and gatherers. They go gather wood sticks. They make.
I guess like ignorance is bliss type thing. Like,
like ignorance is bliss.
Like they don't know anything else.
This white guy with a metal hat on and a sword.
Yeah.
You get on his boat.
Bro, you know how.
My life was
so much better off before technology. Remember when we were just growing up and you had, you know, you played fucking
ignorance
football.
And I'm not trying to come across like to defend slavery. You know what I mean? I'm just but when you see a lot of the time when you see Africa on TV, it's that kid with the flies around him. They're starving. They don't have clean water type shit. You know what I mean? So like I'm looking at it from that point of view of going, all right, well at least they had food here. They had clothes.
No, but that was before they got ran through by the white man too.
Think about how they portray.
No, Africa's always been Africa.
McDonald's eating, sitting on
a holy. That's all. Like that's the point I'm trying to get across. Is that how we
Asians have bowl cuts, big teeth, skinny. Like everybody portrays differently. Like Africa, they could portray it as like just a small kid with.
No, but you know, like the Sally Struthers commercials. You know, feed this child for just $5 a month.
The fucking fly
you know,
is
like it was always like some Ethiopian kid, or you know. And then you hear about the Idi Amin shit, the blood diamonds. Like, there's a lot of fucked up shit in Africa.
Yes,
you know. So like,
so
like, I look at that how the conditions are today there, and you go, well, they couldn't have been any better 200 years prior to that. So you know, for some of them, yeah, the whippings and the ass whoopings, like.
We're bad,
sucks,
but
it's like, hey, at least I can eat here. You know, at least I got clothes on my back here.
I think it was, regardless, their living condition was better in their home country. You know, whenever you take someone out and put them in, and they could have gone to fucking, you know.
But then why does everyone come to America for prosperity?
Now.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So, but that kind of negates your thing. No, but like you got a lot of South Americans and you know Latinos that come here, and it's like, well, that's all they know is that. So why do they
fucking people like Griselda and El Chapo? You know what I'm saying? And they're like,
But that's my other point.
But this
because
is
now you're talking
this
about
is before.
And you also have people like Idi Amin. Like I said, that dude was cutting hands and feet off if you want to go to war for him. And he was just a rebel fucking warmonger. He was
so
causing
depends,
genocide in his
depends
own
what
place.
Part of the country you were from, then you know. Point taken.
The French fucking kings and queens. That,
yeah, but Stalin, Mussolini, they weren't killing their own; they were killing others.
Nah, they were killing
their own too, bro. The not the way Idi Amin was doing it, bro. Idi Amin was literally causing genocide over there.
Hussein, you got the fucking the Chinese can't even have like more than two kids.
The Genghis Khan, yeah, because they're overpopulation. They got too many people.
You have three kids?
You bring up Genghis Khan.
They got rid of that rule now.
Tell me.
They got rid of that.
Hold on, guys.
Yeah, very
guys,
recently.
Guys,
yeah.
Listen. You brought up Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
Tell me, when you think of Genghis Khan, what kind of personality do you picture? Like, who is he like? What kind of a person is he?
I see him as a really short guy that was just quick to fucking...
I have the image from Bill and Ted, you know what I mean?
What? Like, just... Right, just
yeah, just a savage, like a barbarian.
Like, you said something wrong, like... Fucking instant.
Yeah, you walk on eggshells.
He's like, yo, go get me this water. He's like, sir, we're out of water. All right. Boom! Stab you.
That's it. Fucking. Yeah, but he's got to have the back of the people, because people, they're listening to him, obviously. He can't be just some fucking asshole that hits everybody. Like, what kind of personality is Genghis Khan to be that fucking powerful?
He's a scary motherfucker. All of them were scary motherfuckers.
He had to amend every word he said.
Yeah. But think about Hitler. Hitler was the same way. Like, you couldn't, like, disagree with Hitler. You know what I mean? Like, unless you were his, like, top dog. Like, fucking,
like
Goebbels.
You would have to go
like Goebbels, yeah, maybe could disagree with him, but he would have to be like, well, sir, you know, let's just, you know, and try to get his point across without completely making him look bad or disagreeing totally.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
If you did that to him, you might get fucked up.
Yeah.
Man. You got to watch your fucking ass.
Like, think about the hierarchy in the shop. Like, when the new guy comes in, he's going to be like, Richie, that's stupid. I'm not doing that. He's going to be like, whatever you say, boss. But if Pat's working for you for 3 years, he's going to be like, fuck you. I'm not doing, like, get the fuck out of here. What are you talking about? We never did that, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, it depends on the level and, like, the comfortability. Like,
yeah, but.
All right, like, look at it this way. If me and you get into an argument, right? Like, hold on. I'm going to be quicker to get loud and, like, angry with you than someone who doesn't know you, because we have that relationship where I feel comfortable enough to be like, to show you my real anger and emotion. You get what I'm saying? I'm not saying that anyone doing that is right, but, like, you know how, like, you can come out your face to your father?
A certain way.
But you get what I'm saying?
To a certain understanding. I mean, you're talking about big fucking... You're talking about a big deal. This is like...
No, but...
These are people
I'm trying to make it. I know, but I'm trying to make it a relatable thing. Where, like, the way you would argue and fight with your brother, you might not do with your friend. You get what I'm saying?
Of course.
You might be more...
It might be a little bit more...
More reserved and more, you know...
But for the most part, you're going to do it to fuck that guy. You know, Genghis Khan probably didn't fuck around.
No, he didn't. He was known as one of the most savage fucking emperors of all time.
Then it had to have been smart too, you know.
Geniuses.
On
geniuses in their own right. It's like Mozart, Beethoven, that guy, like in Goodwill Hunting.
But you needed those people
he
to.
He looked at a fucking Mozart, looked at the piano, and he could just fucking play.
Yeah.
Some people. Just
Beethoven was deaf.
Alexander the Great was just a strategist. He looked at the map and was like, "We can take."
You know. You know what's so crazy when you talk about people like Napoleon and Genghis Khan? They took over. Land, so they strategize like a fucking how you would on a video game.
Oh, absolutely,
which is fucking,
like unlike Risk.
Like Risk.
Yeah,
yes.
Like Risk, exactly.
It's fucking awesome.
And you know, I'm the fucking Risk champion.
But even back then, like you had an idea and like an assumption of what things were, the layout of the land and where their bases were. But you weren't.
That's hold on, Neo. But that's what separated Napoleon. Napoleon, what he did was with his army, instead of everybody carrying all their shit to camp and all that shit. Everybody packed their own backpacks.
Yeah.
And it made everybody more mobile. And I guess enough
Napoleon
to move around.
Was a fucking cunt, though. If you look back at Napoleon's, like, you know, he was a real asshole.
He was like one of them, like.
Is that a real thing? Like,
he really, wasn't, he, though. That's a misconception. Like, that Napoleon thing. He was average height. Like, when you look it up and you actually look it up, he was average height. He wasn't.
Average height.
No, but back then, yes. Like, he was like 5'8", and back then, that was average height. He wasn't shorter than most people. About 5'7". Yeah, like, somewhere between there.
I know it's my
I don't know. No, no. I can
no, but
fuck
is
about
that, was he fucked up like that because of?
No, but see, like I heard Hitler, and you know, people. If you look this up,
shorter guys have more to prove.
Like Hitler, for one, I recently heard, and you know, this was like a historical thing. This wasn't like some guy just being a funny dick. That he had like one of those micro penises, and like he was like very insecure because of it. You know what I mean? And it caused this. Yeah, like
are you serious?
I'm dead ass. Like, if you look it up,
there's like different links. Anything above 7 is considered like huge.
Yeah,
yeah. And because what is it like? Average, 5.5 is average,
no,
right?
Actually, like 4.5 is average.
Oh, that's rough.
4 or 5,
that's rough.
Then you got like your
oh my god,
your sixes, yeah, which are above average, and then you got your sevens. And the only reason I looked this up because I was getting an argument with my girl.
She was mad it wasn't big enough.
Yeah, she's like, you're black. You're supposed to be,
you're supposed to be huge. What the fuck? Arm, yeah.
Like, listen, I'm pushing 6.5.
I'm above average.
Oh, my God.
It's slapping.
But, you know, you look back on those things, and as bad as all those people were, like, you needed those people, though, to get to where we are now. Yeah. You know? Like, there's still savage, shitty countries.
Like, and it's like, all of the instructions and the things I had in my job when I was in Navy, right? You look at it, and it's like these stupid-ass rules. I'd be like, why do we do this dumb-ass rule? Like a safety brief. You have to brief everybody before. I used to have to do safety brief. I'd be like, all right, listen, guys, no rings, no watches, no dang things. Handle online, hand over hand. Do not step in the bite of line.
Because every now you got some dummy who goes, fuck this rule.
Yeah.
And then he fucks. He might get someone else killed.
You say, fuck that rule. The next time, and then something goes wrong because you said that.
And then someone else sees it.
Someone dies.
No, but someone else sees it and it causes a chain reaction. He's saying, fuck that rule too for me then. Like, and like you said, lives are at stake in that shit. That's the main thing. Like,
once you do something, because we used to do evolutions over and over, and I must have done, like, drop in a small boat or go into the water. I must have done that like 150, 200 times, right? And I never had to miss out. But that's because I kept control of the scene. The one time I had a mishap, you know what I'm saying? Because we got comfortable. If I ever got too comfortable and something happened, it's because I didn't follow.
See, but that's like you know, we've all trained in some form of MMA or kickboxing, right? And I remember the first, like, 3 months I'm there, we're doing the same shit for 3 months straight, right? And I'm going, what the fuck? Like, we're doing the same shit. And then, like, it finally dawned on me, like, one night, I'm like, oh, it's just reaction now. Like, I'm not thinking anymore about what I'm doing. I'm just doing it now. And then I was like, okay, I understand why we did that for 3 months straight, because now there's no more thinking jab, cross, hook. Now it's just, all right, go. And you just automatically, now it's just a reaction now. I'm not thinking anymore, and your head is clear to think of other shit instead of thinking, oh, check the kick, do the, you don't, just it's just, it, exactly. It's just muscle memory now. So many people don't know how to do that.
You know, like,
so many people.
Dude,
I used to have the bag hanging, right? And my daughter's boyfriends would come here. And that, like, I would never say, hit the bag. But as a man and you're in front of a girl, you want to show that I can punch. Yeah. And I would peek down from the top of the stairs, and every single one of them, I go, he don't know how to punch. And the bag would be swinging wild. And I'd be like, if the bag's swinging wild for one, you're punching wrong. You should be snapping. The bag should snap, and it should not be swinging wild, for one. For two, I would watch them. Their feet would be wide apart. Their head would be leaning forward.
It's so much harder than just throwing your hands.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's so much more to it. The one thing I would always explain to everybody, I would never say anything because I'm like, I don't want to embarrass this kid and then seem like, you know, oh, here comes the dad. Like, I was just like, fuck it. But the one thing that my trainers always taught me, that was the biggest thing for me, that 99% of the people who get into a fight immediately do, is the rubber bands connected to your chin. So, like, when you throw, immediately back up. 99% of the people start lowering, lowering, lowering. And the more you throw, you see it. Like, it starts here, and some people don't even start here. Some people are already, like, here. And you're, like, you're throwing from your chest, stupid. But they start here, and you start as they're going. And the one thing I always kept in the back of my head was rubber bands on your chin. You throw, you snap back. Like, there's a rubber band connected from your fist to your fucking chin. And you
usually when you're tired, though, you know, those fucking hands start dropping. You're like, fuck it, I'll raise them.
But, like, you'll see people throw, and they throw, and it's like, dude, that's not like you're and you're so wide open.
When you're throwing a punch from here and you're doing this, it's so much different than throwing a punch.
It should
from
be
here.
Straight, yeah. And then you
the reach,
turn in,
extend,
and
fucking elbow in. It's
people
like,
shouldn't be able to telegraph it, and that's the whole point. Yeah. Like if you're fighting, and I can telegraph your punch, you're fighting wrong. And when you throw a punch properly, you can't really telegraph it unless you know what you're doing, and even then it's hard to telegraph. Like if it was easy, people would be good at it, and everybody would be doing
just
it,
even rushing them,
yeah,
just with that rapid, you know, you get somebody off guard, they're backing up, they, you know,
there's nothing better than hitting the pad when someone's holding it and you're throwing right and you hear that snap of the pad and you're just in that rhythm and you just whap 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 whap.
And paralleling's another thing, because
that's tiring as fuck.
I was training this guy for a couple weeks for boxing, just to, you know, get my hands better. And I'm like, I felt like I was getting a good workout, but I wasn't learning a lot. And I realized he would crowd with the pads. He would tell me to extend, but he's over here. So instead of my punches going out.
And you're nervous because you're like, I'm going to get hit. You know?
Yo, who do you think, like past leaders, who do you think was the nicest with the hands? Who do you think could box? Who do you think could beat the shit? Like a world leader. Give me a world leader.
Obama.
You think Obama could... Did you
no,
Dukes?
Obama was a nerd, bro. And he stunk. He stunk. No, he was a nerd. He was that guy that wanted to be athletic, but he stunk. If you watch him play basketball, he stunk.
What about John F. Kennedy? Do you think John F. Kennedy kicked some ass?
He didn't have to ever lift a finger.
Teddy Roosevelt probably got a couple of...
Yeah, Teddy Roosevelt was probably gangster. But what's his face? Lincoln was a wrestler.
Hey, yo, Abe Lincoln was like 6'5", right?
And he was wiry, too. You know that motherfucker. Those
he's
wiry
like,
dudes.
He's probably like John Jones.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he was wiry.
Abe Lincoln.
How much fucking drugs do you think the presidents do or did?
Well, everybody knows Martha Washington, man. They had crops, and George would come home every day, and she had a fat bowl waiting for him, man. You never seen Days of Confused?
What are you going to fucking... president or world leader?
Like no, wait, hold on. The John F. Kennedy was on shit, wasn't he? He was
he was a pillhead, maybe.
Yeah, I think he was a, or like
he was feeding Marilyn Monroe pills. Everybody knew, like that yeah. They killed her because she knew some shit.
Yeah,
so they killed her.
Yeah, I think F. Kennedy was on.
Well, the
drugs,
Kennedys
though.
Were alcoholics too, though. Like Ted Kennedy was a fucking known alcoholic. Yeah, yeah, that motherfucker was always red faced. But Jefferson was supposed to have grown like mad amounts of crops of a bud.
Oh, Tom
like
Jefferson?
Yeah, like that's like a thing. Like,
was
in
the
it.
Third president, right?
Was, no.
Yeah, I think it was.
I couldn't
George
tell
Washington,
you.
Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson.
I thought Hamilton
was fourth or fifth. I think Hamilton.
I couldn't tell you.
Fourth or fifth.
Like I always get Lincoln wrong. I know Lincoln was either 15 or 16.
Guy
he's your favorite, but he was raping slaves.
He was, yeah.
No, he had kids. He had kids. It wasn't like he was raping them.
He would fucking.
He probably had his girlfriend.
You think that shit was consensual, bro? Come on.
He was dueling motherfuckers left and right. Like, you had a problem with him, you'd be like, yo, let's step outside. He must have gotten like 35 confirmed duels.
Yeah.
Fuck out, for real?
Illegal, oh, yeah, yeah.
These are legal bodies. He would go outside, they'd walk steps. And
who was that other dude?
He actually tricked somebody one time. He was like, we're going to stand for a duel, right? The guy who fucking, they started walking, he turned around, just shot the guy.
Yeah, like you would walk up to somebody.
Who is this?
This was,
really?
Yeah, you could just walk up to somebody. You had a beef, you walk up to him and go, noon, duel, me and you. And if they turned you down, like, there's no turning me down. I called you out. We got to do this.
Yeah. It was like a really? It was that gangster?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, nah, he was, it's like.
Like the Wild West. Like, think about the Wild West. Yeah. It was that type of shit.
He killed a lot of fucking people and he never.
Really?
Like, yo, disagreed over a fucking, you're making an executive order, somebody disagrees with you in Congress, yo, what's up, dude?
Yeah, can you imagine?
Dude, that's what they did. That's
but that's so pussy about these kids today is that, you know, even like to shoot a head up, they're like, my boys will jump you. Like, we're going to get my boys and we're all going to jump you and sneak up on you.
And the thing about jumping is...
I hate it. I always hated it.
I condone jumping.
I never do.
Friends, and I'm going to tell you why. Mm. If my boy's fighting, right, and he's getting his ass kicked...
Then he should get take the ass whooping. That's part of life, man.
I'm not
then stop it. Stop it. Don't start hitting the other guy.
Or an inside
no,
job?
Either way. No, either way, you stop it then. You don't fucking start attacking the other dude because he's winning the fight. Like, that's bullshit. If you're winning a fight and all of a sudden Richie's friends with the guy you're beating up and he jumps in and starts fucking you up, you think that's cool?
I think that it's a certain sense of loyalty.
No, fuck. Stop it then. That's your loyalty. That's as far as it goes for your loyalty. You stop the fight and go, he's had enough. We're done here. You stop it. Jumping is a pussy move.
It also depends what's going on.
Me and my friends back in the day, we would see people get jumped and we would stop that shit. We would run up and be like, nah, shoot the fair one, shoot the head up.
I think you got to think I'm looking at fights in a brawl standpoint.
In a brawl standpoint, yes, that's first, different.
When it comes to my boy, I'm swinging first.
And a head up, bro, it should never turn into a jumping.
Boys have getting the head up in the bar and he's fighting a guy and I don't know why he's fighting.
Yeah, I always appreciated the head up.
But. He can be completely
because
wrong.
That's it.
He can be completely wrong. But I think it's more of we'll fucking end it and then figure it out later. If he's getting his ass kicked,
let me ask you something.
If we're at a bar and someone you just start fighting a guy and you're fucking fighting a guy, I'm not gonna let you just fight the guy by yourself.
Why not? Obviously, he may have done something to cause this.
I'm not gonna let you fucking.
Yo, listen, I need two people to beat up at least for the night. It might as well be him.
I disagree with that. I disagree with that big time.
I've always been on a wolf pack mentality. If you fight, we'll ask questions later.
Yeah. I had friends like that, too.
If you start something, or even if you don't start something, because, you know, some guy sucker punches you in a bar or whatever, and now you're fighting this guy, and it, you know, it's just you and him.
Yo, I had the whole grade above me scared of me and my friends. That's how fucking wolf-packed we were back then.
It depends what the situation is, I guess. 10 kids beating up one fucking kid, I get what you're saying about that. That's definitely pussy.
Yeah.
But I'm talking more of an aspect of, you know, a fight breaks out. If we're out and a fight breaks out with you, I'm not going to ask what the fuck happened until after.
If it's an official one-on-one between known people, then.
If you pull up to a fight, you know, and it's just a one-on-one, you two are supposed to fight, and that's one thing, you know?
No, but even like when you see the videos of a dude just walk in, and then all of a sudden 10 people run up on him and just start stomping this dude out. Like, I look at that, and I'm like, this all stems from one person. Not all 10 of them have got a beef.
Example of a fight I got in this summer. So I was at a bar with my boys. One of my boys, he's very froggy. Like, he just doesn't like people. He's quick to start a fight or whatever. And he's like, yo, those guys at the bar keep eyeing me.
Is he quick to finish it, though?
Yeah, no. He's not a pussy. He's not a pussy. And he's like, those kids keep eyeing me. So I go over to the kids, right? And this is what I do.
That's an instigator, bro. No one's eyeing you for no reason.
Yeah,
like,
no, no. So I go
what was the reason they were eyeing
you? If you embellish this story, I swear.
No, but hold up.
Not.
I'm not going to let you just keep going, because I want to know why were they eyeing him.
Nobody
at the bar is just eyeing people for no reason, looking for shit.
That's not,
your boy seems like an instigator, right off jump.
That's what's funny. Because he knows I'm the one to finish it. So even if he's instigating, I go over there, and I'm like, hey, what's up, guys? I start talking to him. I'm laughing with him. And we start taking shots. I'm like, yo, come on. Round of shots. Like, I say something to make them all laugh. I buy him more shots. We're all drinking shots. I send shots down to my buddy at the bar. So they're taking. Now we all cheers. Now the problem's diffused. It's de-escalated. Everybody's drinking, taking shots now. Everybody's laughing. And it's a good time. So instead of making it like, all right, they're eyeing us now. They're not eyeing you anymore, bro.
Nobody's eyeing you at the bar, bro.
Nobody was eyeing you to begin with. Now nobody's
eyeing you. But that's what I mean. Like, people like that, like, they rub me the wrong way because it's like, you're looking for shit. Like, you're looking to start shit. Like, we're all supposed to be out having a good time, and you're here looking to fuck up everyone's good time. Because not only does that fight fuck up the good time for the people involved, it fucks up the vibe of everybody there. Like,
and that's why I went over and I bought everybody shots, and like I talked to them. I'm a sociable guy, so I talked to them, laughed, joked with them, and they were kind of looking for problems too. Like, they were like rowdy, you know, drunk. There was a group of like 6-7, and we were a group of like 4. So I buy them shots, and it diffused the situation. Now they're cool. Like, oh, he just bought us shots. They bought us around shots. We're laughing, joking. Now our group went from 4 to like 10. Now we're all hanging out. Everybody's having a good time. We're talking to girls, and my buddy goes. Because, you know, we're buying shots. He was the bartender. He's like, yo, bro, I'm letting you know your tab's at, like, $2.50. You've only been for 30 minutes. I did buybacks. I got you. Yeah. But, like, just slow down. You know, close out. And then, you know, come back. I'll give you a couple on the house. And I was like, all right, thanks. Like, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
So I go and close out. And this guy is, you know, they were like gym heads. You know, like, white boys, tattoos, fucking Jersey Shore type of
Guidos.
Right? Yeah, Guidos. And he comes over to me. And I go,
Cab, yeah.
Out. And he goes, cabs are here. Taxis don't like quick. And he comes over and he goes, yo, what are you doing? Like, the guy comes up to me. I mind you, I just bought this guy shots. I'm like, I'm closing out, bud. He's like, yo, what's your name? I'm like, my name's Pat. He's like, your name's not Pat. I just looked at my boy's name's Pat. He's like, you're trying to fucking buy drinks on his card, right? The guy's trying to, like, check me. I'm like, listen, buddy, I just bought you and your friends drink. We've been hanging out for like an hour. Like, I'm not trying to scam you, bro. We've been going back and forth, right? The kid goes, nah, fuck that. Show me your debit card. So I'm signing my check, and I look at it, and I'm like, All right, buddy. Have a nice day.
Now, hold on. Let me just say something real quick. Everybody's a little tipsy at this point, right? Because I've worked in this business. So everything can be de-escalated. And the problem is that guy kind of crossing a line? Absolutely. But is it that much to go, yo, look, here's my shit?
No. And you know what? That's what Mikey always says to me, too. He's like, you could have diffused this whole problem because I ended up getting banned.
Because I get it. You got your pride. They got their pride. But at the end of the day, is it worth getting your nose broken or going to jail or because you both have pride instead of just going, you know what? I want to clear this up. Maybe my name's Pat. Your boy's name's Pat. Is it possible two people have the same name? Like, look, here's my card. Here's my tab. Here.
And it would be, and I would understand it in that context if I wasn't just hanging out with you, drinking with you, came over and offered to buy you guys shots, laughing, joking. You know, if you just came up to me in the bar and we haven't talked the whole time and you come up to me and go, yo, my boy's name's Pat. You trying to just get drinks off his tab?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's a different move. Maybe it's like, all right, you're just looking out for your boy. But at this time, you see me buying the shots. You see me. I'm with you. We're laughing.
I mean, and the bartender knows who's who.
The bartender's my boy.
Yeah.
You know, so he knows me. So he's kind of.
Well, why didn't the bartender step in and be like, yo?
Because at this point, I walked away from the kid. I said, he said, let me see your card. I said, listen, bud, have a good night. And I tapped him on the shoulder like this. Said, have a good night.
You touched him.
The
See, you know what? Now you're doing that alpha male shit, though. Like, you doing this is like...
condescending.
It absolutely is. That's like an alpha male move.
Come over here and act like you're fucking innocent.
You know what I mean? Like you're not talking to kids, bro. Like, I've been in this game. I've been there. I've watched these situations happen. I know everything.
And I walked away, though. That's the key thing.
Yeah, but you did that. All right, bud. And you probably had that shit-eating grin on your face. So now you're antagonizing him.
You're the bullshit artist.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm not saying... I'm saying he's wrong for questioning you, absolutely. But you're feeding into his hostility.
This guy's a lot bigger than me.
Okay.
This guy's a lot bigger than me. This guy fucking hits me. He probably, you know what I'm saying, do some damage. Right? But I'm not.
Wait, he was a juice head?
Yeah, he was a juice head.
Let me tell you something. I see more juice heads get knocked out from one punch than any other type of people in my life.
So this is what I do.
If they can't grab you, you're fine. You'll fuck them up because they can't move.
So I walk away from him. I go around. And this is like record. This is witness on record like this happened. I walk away from him and I go to my side of the bar. They're here, right? Our side of the bar is over here. I go to my side of the bar with my buddies, right? The guy comes over to me and he fucking grabs me and goes, show me your fucking debit card. And I just blast him. I hit him, right? Boom. Put him down. I put him on the ground.
And he touched you?
Yeah.
You had every right to hit him, man.
So I just he thought it was sweet. He thought that.
How'd he grab you?
Like a fucking, like.
From behind.
Yeah.
I want to know if he's.
He tried to fucking sun me.
As far as I'm concerned, you had every right to hit him.
So I blasted him in his fucking face, and he fell, and I stepped back. And then at that point, his boy stand up, my boy stand up. And everybody's, like, rushing over. I stand there because I'm like, you know, he's thinking twice now. He just got hit.
Mm.
He stands up, and instead of throwing his hands up, he fucking picks up a stool and throws it, and he's like, oh!
See, that's what I'm talking about, Guidos. That motherfucker. Most Guidos and most juice heads, they're that way because they don't know how to fight.
Exactly.
So they think if I get big and I get muscles, somehow I'll know how to fight. And
if I can't, I'll just gorilla dunk.
And exactly.
So he starts making a scene, so the bouncers grab him. My boy jumps over the bar, grabs me, right? And I'm like, I'm fine, I'm good. Like, I'm not making a semi yelling at this guy. Fucking, he's thinking twice though because I just hit him, and he got hit fucking hard.
Yeah.
So now he's like, oh shit.
Because guys like that aren't expected for people to step up to him. He thought you would just back down.
He was just gonna punk me.
Yeah.
You know. So I was like, all right. I step back. Right. They throw him out. Him and his boys. They fucking all start yelling and getting rowdy. My boy jumps up immediately and goes over to them. The other kid is like, yo, what's up with you guys? Doesn't know the situation, but he's just instinctively ready to go. My other boy stands up ready to...
But this is already starting to defuse. These guys are being removed, correct?
Yeah, they're getting removed.
So now, again, your boys are doing the wrong thing as far as I'm concerned.
They just... But it was on the
I know, but it's already being defused. They're being escorted out. Like, you guys should, at that point, be like, all right, that's all win.
I'm not doing anything.
I'm not saying you. I'm saying your boys. Yeah, like, at that point, they should just chill and just...
Mindset is on the principle.
See, that's again, that's some pride shit. That's some pride shit, man.
Pat swing first. It's just, it's on go now. We'll figure out what the fuck happened later. Yeah. And then I wasn't in the wrong in that situation. I mean, yes, I could have de-escalated.
All right, but when you're in jail for some dumb shit like that because it could have already been defused, or you're in the hospital because now you got your fucking rib broken or your jaw broken, You know what I'm saying?
He punched the guy in the face.
Like, are you going to look back and go, it was worth it? No. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my outlook on it. Because, again, I working in that industry, I've seen this happen a million times. And a million times I go, 9.9 out of 10 times, it shouldn't have happened. And it could have been de-escalated before anything even happened. Well, it's just guys get this pride thing. They get drinks in them.
Another example. This one's shorter and quicker. We're at a bar. We're talking to some girls. I'm with like four of my buddies. I'm talking to these girls, right? And this guy walks over.
Even worse. Now we got to look good in front of the girls. Come on. Come on, bro.
For an hour. This is actually because of that.
Exactly. See, I knew him even before the story starts.
This guy walks over and he grabs the girls, like grabs them. He's like, come on, come with me. Mm-hmm. The girl's like, oh, we got to go. The one girl's like, he's like obsessed with her. They're not dating or whatever. It's like a cop.
All right, but she said we got to go.
Yeah.
End of story, bro.
So she leaves.
She ain't trying to stay with you at that point. No, if she was, like, she would have said, I ain't going nowhere.
The guy grabbed the girls, like grabbed them.
No, I get it,
so
but still.
This is me being a dick.
I grabbed the girls' wrists. And I bring them back, and they're like laughing, and they come back over with us.
Yeah.
Right? Because, you know, the girl's just.
Yeah, now you put the girl in a very awful position, by the way.
Yeah, like so now you guys are pulling on her.
She doesn't even fucking care. She doesn't like the kid anyway. She's like, he's so annoying. She comes over with me.
She
right,
wants the drama on her.
Yeah, and she might be a drama queen who loves this shit. Now she's got two fucking idiots fighting over her, and she ain't going home with either of you, and she's going home with the guy that wasn't even at the club.
The guy comes over, and he fucking starts. Talking shit, trying to fuck up on me, like, yo, what the fuck? Who the fuck do you think you are? So I'm quick to go. So I fucking hit him. You know? We're in the bar, we're drunk. I'm in San Diego, I'm like 20. So I blast the kid in his fucking mouth, right? As soon as I blast the kid, my boy comes over, fucking pushes his other boy, you know what I'm saying? And then it's a brawl. Another kid comes in and tries to fucking to hit me. My buddy comes from behind, slams him, and now we're fighting. My other two friends are fucking up the one kid. The bouncers are pulling us off, you know? But they didn't know what the fuck happened.
So you got terrible friends. And let me tell you why.
Hold on.
Sounds like a bunch of fucking problem child.
I understand it, but you're all a bunch of fucking children who don't know how to act. I love you, and I'm being dead ass. You don't know how to act. And this is, let me explain to you why. My cousin Mike, who was more rowdy and crazier than that motherfucker?
Nobody,
right? No. Nobody. And I'm telling you,
a few, but not too many.
Not
too many.
You know how many times he was in fights when I was with him? In the bar or in the club? Zero. You know why? Because whenever shit would start or I would see that look in his eye, I'd walk over and be like, yo.
Relax.
Like, there's no reason for this. Fuck that guy. Let's go have a drink. Let's go find some chicks. And let's enjoy our night. Let's not fuck it up.
Yeah.
Your boys are now going, get him, Pat. Get him. Yeah, fuck them. Let's get him. Your boys suck. Fuck you. Find new friends. Because you're going to end up in jail or in the hospital over some dumb shit.
That isn't good.
We've calmed down and we've grown up. We don't do this anymore. You know? But
you said you just did it not too long ago. And we're in COVID, so you don't have the chance to right now.
Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna grow the fuck up here, motherfucker.
No, but like,
I've always been a pit bull.
But the problem is, you have no one like me ever telling you that you're being stupid. Yeah. You know, like you don't, and like you know, I
Mikey does, you know.
You know, like I'm not trying to like be that guy and be like, you know, but. Like I said, I've worked in the club industry for years. I've seen it all. I've been through it all. I've watched it all go down. And my experience in it is that it can all be avoided. And it's not worth it ever. Yeah. It's never.
Because it's serious. Like,
and you know what?
Serious,
the only one who
I've seen a gun.
The only person walking away going, yeah, man, we did. Is you and your boys, and no one else looks at you going, those are some fucking cool dudes. Yeah. Most people in the club are going, what a bunch of jerk offs those guys are. Like, for real, though,
no,
you know?
Right.
Like, you know, I get it, like...
But I'm not a confrontational guy. I go out and
But that's what he said.
You're not coming across, is it, though?
He said different friends, though.
Yeah, but your friends are egging your shit on.
People think that it's like,
you know what it is, too? He's a bit drunk. He can't... When he gets drunk, he gets a little...
What do you drink? What do you drink? What type of alcohol? All right, stop drinking whiskey for one. For real, no. Whiskey's like a violent alcohol. Start drinking vodka. Start drinking rum.
There's a point where it switches.
No, whiskey and Hennessy is fight liquor.
Yeah.
That's rowdy fight liquor.
Yeah, stay away from it.
Stay away from it.
But I'm not a bad time. I don't go out trying to.
I don't think you would be. Like, I think if we went out, I think we'd have a great fucking time. And I don't think you would even get into any fights. Honestly. But it's the people you're with, and it's that energy you're all bringing there. Like, you're going there, some of your friends in the back of the head are going, I can't wait to get into some shit tonight. And then actually, that energy is now... But that's what I'm saying. And that energy is now carried in your group, and you kind of like that energy. So you're like, hey, if we get into a fight, fuck it. It's a little fun. But it's not fun when you're in jail over the weekend. Or you're going to jail because you accidentally killed somebody. Like, the shit happens where you hit a guy, he hits his head, and now you got a murder rap. You know what I mean? Like,
shit does happen.
Shit happens. You know, and over nothing.
We're fucking here to entertain and educate you motherfuckers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Told you. Black history. Look, they're helping the blacks right here.
Yeah.
Aggression, all that aggression, that's what I'm trying to
say. I only say this because I love you. You know what I mean? Like,
he's looking at as an older.
Yeah.
As an elder.
You know.
I'm trying to look out.
No, but, like, for real, like, because, like I said, I worked in that industry, and we would see it all the time, and all of us would be like, what a bunch of assholes.
I'm not a fucking juice head. I'm not, like, going out, like, fucking eat right.
And now that you're training, you should be more fucking...
And that's why now...
You should be more reserved, because if you go into the gym and you got a black eye, all of your fucking coaches are going to be like, what the fuck did you do, asshole? Yeah. They're not going to be like, yeah, man, you got. They're going to be like, you're a fucking asshole. And they might even throw you out of the gym, to be honest with you.
Yeah. If they're real with what they do, they'd be pissed at you.
I trained with Connor, you know Connor.
Yeah.
And my professor, Danny, fucking beast, but they're real, like, humble, real, like, they don't watch on stuff.
Probably. Because you're not supposed to. Like, once you know I can fuck people up, you don't fuck people up. Because you look at it and go, all right, dude, whatever. Go enjoy your night.
Yeah,
all right.
Nice.
But in the first story, I feel like that's what I try to do. You know, I was like, all right, bud.
Yeah, but that exactly. That's some alpha male shit. And then you got that shit. I know, I could tell. You go, all right, bud. And you got that fucking grin that's saying jerk off. Yeah. That's what I think of you. And now that guy goes, oh, you're telling me I'm a jerk off. Even though you're not saying it, I could see it in your face. You know? Yeah, that's all I'm saying. You know, take it or leave it for what it's worth. But, you know, as someone with a lot of experience in that shit, not fighting itself, but witnessing it and diffusing a lot of them. Because, again, when I'm with Taylor, you know how many times I've had to walk him off the ledge?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't want to ruin our night. He would do something really bad. Like, this kid was a pit bull. But, like, if the switch went on.
He would do something really fucking bad. Like, some of these people, they, you know.
Like, there's a story of him where he was by himself, and this was towards the end of his life. He was by himself. He got into some shit with these Mexicans, and they were out in the back. Remember, he had that slash on his face.
Yeah.
He got slashed, but he beat the three guys up, and the one guy he fucking thumbed his eye out of his fucking head. All right, like, and that's the type of shit. Like, he was afterwards. He was like, "Yo, that was fucked up." Like he's not proud of it. You know what I mean? Like, afterwards he would always look back on it and never be proud of it, and always be like, "I shouldn't have done that." Like, he would look at it as like, "What the fuck is wrong with me?" You know what I mean? Not like, I can't wait to tell everybody what I did. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never heard that story. The only person he told was me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and it wasn't walking around going, I'm a badass motherfucker.
Nah,
people just knew, that's Taylor. He's a bad dude. Don't fuck with him. Yeah. He wouldn't walk around going, I'm the baddest fucking dude. And
that guy's a little off. Just leave him alone.
Yeah, and he was little like me. Like, he wasn't a big dude. But he didn't give a fuck. If Richie started with him, he would have no problem going to blows with Richie. Like, he never backed down, and he was tough as shit. But he wasn't one to really start shit. You know what I mean? And especially when I'm out with him, like, and that's the type of friends you need, is the type of friends to be like, yo, let's just have a good time. It's not worth it. And I would always talk him off the ledge every single time. So, you know. That's the moral of the story, guys. Super Ugly Show. Go to russosbrand.com right now. Subscribe. It's only $3.95 a month. You get over 14 brand new shows. The Beautiful People are on the brand now. Velvet Sky and What's a Face?
Really?
Yeah, they're part of the brand now. So there's a new show for the brand. Unfiltered Marriage ain't happening. Next week, there'll be shows. And then the week after, I'm going to be in Texas. So there's not going to be any shows in 2 weeks. Not next Tuesday, the Tuesday after. We're going to be off, and possibly the week after that, depending on when I get back. Opie Radio, go to opieradio.com, wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe to the Opie Radio podcast. StatementGames.com, go to Statement Games. Play some prop bets. You can pay to play. You got a better chance to win, but you don't have to. You win real prizes, cash gift cards, memorabilia, shit like that. That's it, guys. We'll see you next Tuesday.